today's youth, I feel like they're out of control, and there needs to be boundaries set in place for children. Someone once told me, I heard from, I can't remember where it came from, but a lady was explaining to me that just, we were talking about just life in general, and people that are quiet, they don't get results. People that are loud and that are, they set the tone. It's very important that we as adults and as parents, as teachers, as instructors, we set the tone for children, because it doesn't matter how old a child is. I think that 5 to 10 are like the most, probably not even 5 to 10, like 1 to 7 is like the most pivotal age. And it's a very important time for a child, because they internalize everything that they hear, that they see, and they mimic, you know, and then they take it all in. Their minds are like little sponges. So it's just important that we instill all the right things into our children, because at the end of the day, if they're seeing us, put trash or garbage out there in the atmosphere or in the universe, they're going to do what we're doing. They're going to try to, they're going to try to mimic and basically pick up where we leave off with the garbage that we're feeding them, or whatever it is that we're instilling them. I just think that it's really important for parents to play their position and their role in a child's life, because if they don't, your child's going to raise themselves and they're not going to know anything. They're going to be lost. And we're already in a society and a place where, hell, kids, these kids don't care about one another. Children are killing each other, like bullying and fighting. Just, I could go on all day long about this, but I really think that it's important that we instill all the right things into our children, because I think that a lot of children think that the disrespect behavior and how they carry themselves, it's cute and it's accepting and it's okay, and it's really not. But a lot of it has to do with television. I feel like TV pushes so much on today's generation, the television, you know, from, I hate to throw it out there, but from the whole LGB thing to the transgender to the, these, you know, just everything that we're bringing forth into the table on a television, it's like we're slapping it on the wrist, or we're saying that it's okay, and we're feeding it to our kids, like we're pushing it on them to where they think that, like, we're basically normalizing dysfunction. And I think that we as parents, our job is to, of course, protect, and I feel like really for real, putting all, instilling all the right things into your children. It's important that we teach our children right from wrong. It's important that we teach our children about integrity, because without integrity and respect, you have nothing. The times are just different. Back to what your initial question was in regards to how is today, how is this generation different from mine? Respect played a major factor in my upbringing, just with adults in general. I've seen and I've heard and I've witnessed children disrespecting their parents, cussing at their parents, even disrespecting elders in general. And I really for real feel I'm a different breed. I come from something that probably ain't around no more. If a child disrespects me in my face or talks crazy to me, I'm liable to put my hands on somebody's child. I will not let anybody disrespect me, especially not a child. So I feel like, and that's how it was back when I was a child. If you get sassy with Susie's mom just might put her hands on you and spank you. And I still believe that that should be the way of the world today. But of course it's not. If you even yell at a kid too loud, people are threatening to call CPS and they're going overboard. I think that children have way too many rights when it comes to how they operate and how they deal with adults. And I feel like we, as the adults and as the overseers and as the superior, we need to stand in our truth and stand for what's right. And we need to, like, basically take back the baton. These children are children. They don't know right from wrong. There's a reason why a child is a child and an adult is an adult. We're here to guide them and direct them. They're not here. Of course, we learn from children. We learn something new every day as an adult, but we're here to help the child navigate in this world. This is foreign to you guys. So we're supposed to be the leaders. You guys are supposed to follow our lead, and we're supposed to teach you, of course, all the right things. But there's a lot of children that are coming up in households where they're in bad environments and they're being abused sexually, mentally, emotionally. They're being abused physically. So not everybody has had the same upbringing as I've had. Not everybody has the same upbringing as you've had, Irene. Everybody's life is different, but I just wish that we could go back to the old days so that we could get a little structure and a little discipline. Times are definitely, have definitely changed, and I feel like today's the parents, when I say parents, there's girls younger than me with children, and I feel like they're kind of all over the place. Everybody's kind of scatterbrained. I don't feel like there a lot of people stand for anything, or that they're trying to teach their children the right way, because they're so caught up in their own world. It's just like, get out of my face, Susie. Go play with your friends while I go do what I'm gonna do. No, we have to pour into our children, or else our children are going to, the children are the future. So if we don't teach our children anything, we're gonna be living in, the future is gonna be in shambles if we don't pull it together now and get it back in order. But it starts with us. We're supposed to be leading the way. And if we're not doing our job, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. We're not doing the right thing. So we need to get back on our horse and ride the horse and fight the fight.
I just want to say thank you, Brittany, for doing this interview, for being my interviewee. Yes. All right.